related to the story of Café Nagler, which was a very, very well-known café in Berlin. It was sold by my grandparents in the early 1920s. It had nothing to do with the Holocaust or Hitler. They were people who decided to go and emigrate to Palestine. And money-wise, they were well-established. I was born quite accidentally in Berlin because my father was a businessman, a lawyer, the founder of the factory Assis, had to visit Berlin on some conference. And soon after my birth, a year after or so, I was back in Palestine with my family.
Tell us about this documentary that we are all going to see at the Israeli Film Festival, Café Nagler. It seems that the granddaughter, Mor Kaplansky, she's a filmmaker, she decided to embark on a journey following the story behind the famous legendary Café Nagler, owned by the family during the 1920s in Berlin.
It was long before the 1920s.
Yes.
That it was sold by 1920s. The café, as far as I know, was started in 1908, I believe.
And the grandmother, who is a very famous filmmaker herself, Naomi Kaplansky, she told her a lot of stories about Café Nagler. And Naomi is your cousin, isn't it?
Naomi is my cousin and my sister combined, yes.
Oh, yes.
And unfortunately, she just died, yes.
Yes, that she saw the movie before it was completed.
Yes, she saw the movie in Berlin, in Israel. It was showing everywhere, and they are all delighted, the family, to know that it reached Australia.
Tell us about this famous Café Nagler. What do you know about it?
I know that people, I'm told, like Einstein and a lot of famous writers used to come and have their coffee there or their drinks there. I have recollection of pictures with lots of waiters and running over the place with the beautiful white aprons and carrying trays of good food. It had about two or three or four layers, like in a cinema, where people could sit and have their meals. It was supposed to have been one of the most elegant and well-known restaurants of Berlin.
Tell us about the family in Israel.
The family in Israel arrived and bought land and also orange groves and the factory of Assis. And we had two bookshops, which were sold later on to Stemetsky. So they were well established in Palestine. My grandmother was then 50 or something when my grandfather died of a heart attack. And she was the grandmother that we all loved very much. Naomi, being my cousin and sister-like, we usually met up at my grandmother's on holidays, because I lived in Tel Aviv and Naomi lived in Hadar HaKarmel.
Naomi was a filmmaker herself.
That's right. She was a filmmaker, a researcher. She produced Amud HaEsh. I think it is a 24 series in television.
Yeah, Amud HaEsh was very, very famous. Your first cousin, like your sister, Naomi Kaplansky, she produced and filmed Amud HaEsh, the 24 series of Amud HaEsh. Can you remind our listeners what was it about?
It was the history of the Jews from the period of the Inquisition 500 years ago to the times of the establishment of the State of Israel.
I know each chapter was unique and special. I actually recommend people that they didn't watch Amud HaEsh to try and get hold of. This documentary was absolutely fantastic. Very proud of your cousin.
I am, but I would like to add there was another one that she has done, which was on Mallorca, which again encompasses the story of the Moranos, you know?
The Morano Jews in Mallorca.
The Morano Jews. And the mayor at the time of the research that Naomi did in Mallorca was himself a Morano background. It is a fantastic documentary too, related to how the Jews were treated in Spain at the time.
Judith Altman, thank you very much, and we will follow the story of Cafe Nagler and the voyage of your cousin's granddaughter trying to discover what Cafe Nagler was all about. Thank you very much.